In a few hours, the US President Donald Trump will touch down in the UK for his first state visit to Britain. He's been there before, but this time there'll be a banquet at Buckingham Palace and tea with Prince Charles. And later in the week, he'll join Scott Morrison and other leaders for the 75th D-Day landing commemorations. But while officially the red carpet will be rolled out at every stop, not everyone is looking forward to the Trump juggernaut, as Chief Foreign Correspondent Philip Williams reports from London.
The police horses make their way down the Mall towards Buckingham Palace, huge American flags flying alongside the Union Jacks all the way down. The President is arriving for his first state visit. That's the full palace treatment, 21-gun salute, the banquet, the D-Day commemorations. It's a pageant with a capital P, but just as in America, he's not universally welcome.
Well, I have to be honest, I'm quite upset about it, really, because I think America's a fantastic country. It's an amazing ally for Britain, but just the way that he's running America at the moment seems to be taking everything backwards.
I don't think he should come.
Why?
Because he's a load of shit.
Even the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, is against the red carpet welcome for the president, a man with whom he's had several nasty spats before.
I think our closest ally is akin to a best friend. And the thing about a best friend is, of course, you stand shoulder to shoulder with them at times of adversity, but you've got to call them out when you think they're wrong. And there are so many things about President Donald Trump's policies that are the antithesis of our values in London, but also our values as a country.
And while the whole royal show will dominate the pictures, underlying all is a political theme. With Theresa May in the last days of her Brexit-induced dead-duckism, Donald Trump told the Sun newspaper Boris Johnson would make an excellent replacement.
I think Boris would do a very good job. I think it'd be excellent. I like him very much, but I haven't gotten to any point where, you know, it's early.
While Boris Johnson and fellow Brexiteer Nigel Farage are close to the president now, it was a different story for Boris 4 years ago.
Donald Trump says that there are parts of London that are no-go areas. I think he's betraying a quite stupefying ignorance that makes him, frankly, unfit to hold the office of President of the United States.
Last time Donald Trump visited Britain a year ago, he made headlines with his poor understanding of protocol, at one stage blocking the Queen as they inspected an honour guard. Hundreds of thousands of anti-Trump protesters flooded the streets of London last visit. They'll be equally determined to send that same message again. Donald Trump, go home. This is Philip Williams in London reporting for AM.